Okay, friends. Today we're reading a story called North, South, East, and West. And this was written by a woman named Margaret Wise Brown. And the pictures are by a man named Greg Pizzoli. Almost sounds like pizza, but it's not. It's Pizzoli. And today it's read by Mommy. And what's your name? And
if you, whenever you find a page that has a big letter, that is a letter that's part of my name.
Oh, you'll tell me? Oh, it's a secret, I guess. He has a name, but we don't know quite what it is yet. We have to kind of see if we find a letter as we read. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so Mommy and the mystery little boy. His name is somewhere hidden in this book. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go. Once there was a little bird all tucked into her nest. It was almost time for her to fly away. Her mother taught her how to ride the wind and to fly above and below the storms, and to glide on the strength of the wind. And then they would fly home to their nest in the sycamore tree. And she would sing her a song.
Oh, what a wonderful life.
And the little bird would ask,
when I fly away, which is best, north, south, east, or west?
Now, do you know what north, south, east, and west are?
Directions,
that's right.
One's forward, one's left, one's right, and one's backwards.
Very good. And do you know which is which? Mm-mm. Okay, when you're going up, you're going north. When you're going down, you're going south. When you're going to the right, you're going east. When you're going to the left, you're going west. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. Okay. Her mother curved her head under her wing and put her other wing over her little bird. As the hush of evening fell and the crickets sang their cricket song. And the little bird dreamed from the warmth of the nest of the north and the south and the east and the west. In the bright new light of the rising sun, she stretched her little wings and flew. And she flew on the wings on the wind to the north, to the land of ice and snow, where everything was white. Do you want to know something interesting about that? Mm-mm. If you go way up north, you're going to hit the nice, cold, frozen Arctic, and it's all frozen. But if you go far enough south, you will find Antarctica, which is also frozen. Lots of coldness. Let's see. Oh, but it was too cold for little bird to rest or build her nest. So she flew around the North Pole and headed south. Oh, till the sea was blue and the trees were green and the thickets were full of flowers. Because if you don't go too far south, if you go just south of the equator, it can get very warm. but it was too hot there to build a nest. So the little bird rested, and then she headed west, over mountains and rivers and plains to where the red sun sank into the sea. She had flown to the north and the south and the west, but which direction did she like best?
West.
She sat on the rock by the edge of the sea and she thought of her home in the sycamore tree.
Best, west.
Well, let's see. She had flown to the north and the south and the west, but the east was home. See, because that's where her mommy and her mother's tree was. So she stretched her wings and flew into the rising sun, over the high mountains, over the deep canyons, over the great forests and plains. She flew. And every part of the world has these things. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. No matter where you are on the planet Earth, you can find a mountain or a canyon or a forest or some plains. They exist everywhere.
Plains?
Mm-hmm.
What type?
Airplanes
or?
No, the kind that's on the Earth. Like a plain would be a grassy space where there would be tall grasses that grow, and you could call it a prairie or a savanna, or there's lots of different names for it.
Mm-hmm. I'm a prairie dog.
Yeah, do you like the plains? Me too, they're great. Till she came to the land where the land was soft and green with rain, and the sycamore trees grew tall. In the spring, when the wild birds sing and the wild green forests of the east, the little bird, a big bird now, sang to her eggs the song her mother had sung to her, till her little birds cracked out of the shells. And they opened their beaks and said,
"When we fly away, which is best? North, south, east, or west?"
And in the last picture, we see all the little babies all flying away different directions. Now, their mommy could have said to them, "Well, obviously, staying right here in the east, in our sycamore tree, is the best place to be." But she didn't say that, did she? She didn't say anything. She said, "I'm not going to answer that question. I'll let them figure it out for themselves." And that's a hard thing to do.
North, west, south?
East or west. It's a hard thing to let your kids do their own discoveries. And in some ways, we do that as parents. But not in all ways. In some ways, we have to guide you and tell you exactly what we think you should do. Like right now, I think you should say, "The end." My little prairie dog. Is that what your name was, by the way? Your name was Prairie Dog? Oh, my dear. Brilliant. Is that why you were... Okay, you're a smart guy, Philip.
Is that why I was watched?
You were looking at all those pictures like that, looking for letters. You were looking for letters to help me find the word prairie dog? All right. Can you say the end?
Poop.
Oh, boys and girls, this one is one for the record. I'll say it.
The end.
The end. Friends.
Hi, friends.
We have some exciting news.
Yeah. My mom just publish the story.
That's right.
The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon. Which one do you think Philip is?
That's a good question. That's true, friends. We are letting you know that we have published our very first book, one of our stories. This particular...
And that is the best story ever.
This particular story features...
It's a kid's story. Mm-hmm. The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon goes to school.
Well, the Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon are two fun characters, and that's the name of our book. And one of these characters was inspired by Philip. And I'm going to guess you'll figure it out right away, but I want to advise you guys to go get a copy of this book. And all the proceeds of that are going to keep this story time of ours going and help us to get new books and help us to do all kinds of fun things in the future.
And
you can get it on Amazon.
And
yeah.
And my mom is the one who published it.
I wrote it and it's published on Amazon.
And art did Gus do?
Oh, our cousin Gus did the art. That's right. All of the illustrations. So we want to encourage you guys to pop over to... That's right. Pop over to Amazon.com and you can find our story. It's written by Lisa Bueno, B-U-E-N-O. And the story is named The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon. I'll also have a link in my bio, so if you want to check that out, please do. Thanks so much, friends, and enjoy your story.